From the KTOO Newsroom in Juneau, I'm Madeline Baxter with this news. Governor Bill Walker announced a trade mission to China on Monday. At a press conference in Anchorage, Walker said Alaska companies will travel between May 19th and 24th to find trade opportunities in China. Applications from Alaska businesses will be accepted through April 2nd. Alaska exported more than $1.3 billion worth of goods to China in 2017. China is the top consumer of Alaska goods. In addition to trade, Walker highlighted a new scholarship program with China and the potential for an uptick in tourism. Walker also talked about the state's desire to partner with China on the Alaska Liquefied Natural Gas Pipeline project. He said he doesn't expect looming steel and aluminum import tariffs will derail the pipeline. For the second time, felony charges of PFD fraud filed against a former Board of Fisheries nominee and candidate for Department of Fish and Game Commissioner may be dismissed. The judge in Roland Maw's case said during a hearing on Monday that he intends to grant a defense motion to dismiss the indictment. Superior Court Judge Luis Menendez said that could happen on Wednesday. Maw was scheduled to stand trial starting next Monday. Maw was facing 12 felony charges of theft and unsworn falsification related to applying for and receiving permanent fund dividends between 2009 and 2014. It's unknown what specifically will be dismissed. Ma also faces 5 misdemeanor counts of unsworn falsification. Judge Menendez says a new trial date for those charges will be set later. In January 2017, Judge Menendez previously dropped the felony charges because prosecutors improperly presented hearsay evidence to the grand jury. Prosecutors then returned to the grand jury to re-indict Ma. In the latest round, defense attorney Nicholas Pulaski argued there is no evidence that Ma actually completed the online application for the dividend. Pulaski also argued that there was insufficient evidence presented to the grand jury about Ma's alleged ineligibility for the dividend. The 46th annual Iditarod Sled Dog Race is underway following Saturday's ceremonial start in downtown Anchorage. Even with the notable absence of past champions Dallas Seavey and John Baker, this year's Iditarod field is considered extremely competitive, with many of last year's top finishers gunning to be first under Nome's Burled Arch. The competitive start to the 1,000-mile race took place yesterday in Willow. 67 teams signed up to vie for a total purse of $500,000. As of this morning, one musher, Zoya Denier, has made the decision to scratch. In looking at weather for today, sunny with a high near 39, northeast winds 15 to 20 miles per hour, decreasing in the afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy with a low around 21. That's the latest from the KTOO Newsroom. For more local and state news, go to ktoo.org. I'm Madeline Baxter.